The government has faced fierce backlash against proposed reforms to the NDIS during the first day of hearings in a Senate inquiry called to evaluate the legislation. Greens spokesperson Jordan Steele-John is among those calling for a much longer inquiry into the overhaul.
And what I'm really struck by is every single witness we have heard from so far today has said either this bill must be withdrawn, this bill must not pass in its current form, or that the Senate needs more time to consider the legislation in detail.
More than a third of the savings in the federal budget rely on cuts to the NDIS, and the government is pushing to pass the changes before Parliament rises for a five-week winter break. Opposition leader Angus Taylor has refused to be drawn on whether he'll support the proposed changes, but Shadow Minister for the NDIS, Melissa McIntosh, says the Coalition fought hard for an inquiry.
Because we want a sustainable NDIS, but clearly the government did not consult with the disability community. They were hoodwinked by the announcement, and now they're trying to consult after the fact. So it's really important that these 3 days is 3 days of advocates, participants and organisations coming forward to express their views and to get answers from the government, because we do want this to be sustainable in the future.